This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, a warning ignored. The IDF says no. Here's the background. At midnight, just before the deadly October 7th terror attack by Hamas into Israel, dozens of Israeli SIM cards were suddenly activated in Gaza. Now, the IDF has confirmed this. The activation of the SIM cards by the Hamas Nukba commandos was picked up by Israeli intelligence, but what happened after that is still being questioned. The IDF has categorically denied a report that IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi was notified about this suspicious activity 6 hours before the start of the October 7th massacre. Israel's Channel 14 News reported over the weekend that 1,000 operatives from the Hamas terrorist organization's Nukba Special Forces Unit simultaneously inserted Israeli SIM cards into their cell phones at midnight. This, according to the report, was picked up by IDF intelligence immediately, who notified IDF Chief of General Staff Herzi Halevi, who allegedly failed to follow up. Now, IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari issued an unequivocal denial of this report, adding that the events of the night preceding October 7th will be thoroughly investigated and presented transparently to the public, end quote. But this story is one of the reasons that there are some who are suspicious about the official narrative. Now, a good dose of skepticism is healthy. My opinion is that Israel depended too much on electronic tools and not enough on human intelligence resources in tracking what was going on across the Gaza border leading up to the events of October 7th. But time will tell. Topic number 4, speaking of warnings, the Sanhedrin issues one for Britain. The reconstituted Sanhedrin, yes, that is a thing in Israel now, has issued an open letter to the British government and the people of the United Kingdom warning against recognizing a Palestinian state. This is in response to Lord David Cameron, the former Prime Minister and current British Foreign Secretary, who visited Beirut recently. He went on record as saying that the UK could officially recognize a Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza, quote, without necessarily awaiting the outcome of negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians on resolution of the conflict, end quote. That's a nice way of saying that the UK, like the report we heard from the State Department, Antony Blinken, and the Biden administration, considering recognizing an independent Palestinian Arab state without the consent of Israel. Problematic because this state would be inside the current borders of the nation of Israel. Cameron went on to claim that the UK recognition could materialize even before the end of a negotiating process. Sanhedrin's letter opens by asking rhetorically, when will they ever learn? Will the British people learn from their own history? Continuing, we strongly recommend to the British people and to its government to recognize the right of the nation of Israel to the entire land of Israel. They should ponder why and in what manner the nation has returned to its land after 1,800 years and has established against all odds a magnificent state. The only explanation is that this is God's will, end quote. The letter concludes, quote, should Britain recognize a Palestinian terror state, not much will be missing, for in Britain will also occur extremist Islamic terrorist activities just as Israel experienced the 7th of October massacre. If Britain should support the Palestinian Authority terrorists in Israel, it also is likely to be hit by exactly the same thing. The choice is in your hands, end quote. Now look, theologically speaking, I disagree with the Sanhedrin, but they're not wrong based on the history of Islam and its 1,400 years of conflict with Christendom. The Sanhedrin, again, not wrong in its assessment of the situation. Topic number 3, the incompetence defense. Bold move, Cotton. Let's see how this works out for him. Google, taking a lot of fire for its Gemini artificial intelligence lately. First, because it seems to have a problem with generating images of Caucasians, because that's not diverse enough. But now it's catching flack from the government of India, because India has accused Google's Gemini AI tool of violating India's IT laws and criminal code, because it linked Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, to fascism in answer to a question. Indian users, generally supportive of Prime Minister Modi, took to X, formerly Twitter, to draw the government's attention to this. The tool replied that the government's or the prime minister's policies have been characterized as fascist by experts due to the BJP's, quote, Hindu nationalist ideology, crackdown on dissent, and its use of violence on religious minorities. Excuse me. In contrast, the tool adopted a much milder tone in response to similar questions about former President Donald Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who, as I just told you this week, has basically canceled presidential elections indefinitely. Well, reacting to the post on X, India's Minister of State for Electronic and Information Technology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, claimed that Gemini violated the Information Technology Act. Google responded in a statement by saying, we've worked quickly to address this issue, but added that Gemini is, quote, built as a creativity and productivity tool and may not always be reliable. Interesting defense. Yes, we created the tool that may have violated your laws, but you can't hold us accountable because it may not be reliable. The incompetence defense. Again, we'll see how that works out for them. In response, the minister made it clear that invoking the unreliability of AI models does not exempt them or tech platforms from the law. Topic number two, poisoned chalice. This is a phrase that normally refers to a job or assignment or promotion that one is given that is actually intended to hurt one. For example, when Vice President Kamala Harris was assigned the role of border czar by President Biden, it wasn't because he wanted to give her an opportunity to shine and do well. It's because it was believed she would fail, that there was no winning on the border issue. And so the poisoned chalice. Here is this nice, refreshing drink. And of course, it doesn't help. But sadly, for a Catholic priest in southern Italy, the poisoned chalice was a real thing. Saturday morning at Mass, Father Felice Palamara, who's the pastor of the San Nicola di Paniconi parish in the southern Italian region of Calabria, told police that when he prepared to drink the mixture of wine and water used for communion at Mass, he detected a strange odor and interrupted the liturgy. The liquid in the chalice was sent for analysis. Turned out there was bleach in the chalice. This, according to local media reports. An investigation is underway by the Carabinieri, which is Italy's military police. Palamara told reporters this isn't the first time he's been menaced. Just a month ago, his car was defaced for the second time while parked near the parish. He said he's received various death threats over the last 10 years he served this parish. Nor is he the only local police or priest, that is, to face blowback in recent days. Others who have made a no secret of their opposition to organized crime have been threatened. The region in which Father Palamara works is presently being governed by a special police commissioner because the former mayor was forced to resign last August after it was charged that the local administration was essentially owned by the mafia. The gospel of Jesus Christ can be dangerous in multiple ways. Well, coming up, you'd never guess, but Mary Poppins is racist. I'll tell you why next on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit. The false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and the Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one today, Mary Poppins is racist, at least in the UK. You might remember the classic film from, 1964, starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. Pretty wholesome family entertainment for the last 60 years, but it has had its age rating raised by film censors in Britain because it features discriminatory language. Now, if I'd had to guess, I would have said, okay, maybe the chimney sweep scene was interpreted as blackface. No, that's not it. That's not it. In the film, by the way, the film's been raised from a U rating, which means universal, it's like a G rating here in the U.S., to PG for parental guidance, a derogatory term used more than 100 years ago for white Europeans, by white Europeans, to refer to nomadic people in South Africa was used to refer to the chimney sweeps. And according to the British censors, this now exceeds our guidelines for unrestricted films. Again, this film is set in 1910, follows the nanny, Mary Poppins, who's musical. She gets help from Bert, who is a chimney sweep played by Dick Van Dyke. It won 5 Oscars in 1965, Best Actress, Best Song. And in the film, a character called Admiral Boom, who is a neighbor of Julie, and a Navy veteran who thinks he's still in charge of a ship, in other words, he's not well, he uses this forbidden word twice. What is this word, you ask? Hottentot. Yes, the H word. Hottentot. I had to look it up because I didn't know what it meant. Apparently, it was a Dutch term that was used by whites in South Africa more than 100 years ago. I'm sure even by 1964, nobody who watched the film really knew what that word meant. And because it's spoken twice in the film by a mentally unstable character, and the film doesn't condemn the use of the word, now in the year of our Lord 2024, Mary Poppins has been slapped with a warning label, parental guidance required because the H word. This week, Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, launches. It goes live Thursday. You've got 90 days to watch it on your schedule. Here's the thing. It's not streaming out on a schedule. You decide what to watch and when to watch it. And of course, I'm sure the most popular presentation of the entire virtual event will be Tom Horn's presentation recorded last fall. But many others you'll want to hear very timely, especially right now. And you also, as a bonus, get free access to 6 feature-length documentary films from Skywatch Films, including the 2 award winners, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. Take advantage of this 90 days access, and you just won't get this collection of information anywhere else. DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. What is the threshold covenant, that is, and its connection to the culture of the ancient world and to portals today and to end times prophecy? Rabbi Zev Pored has a new book out called Blood Alliance, We're joined on the panel, Sharon and me, but also our good friend, Pastor Carl Gallups, a good friend of Zev's, talking about this book and how it relates, why it's relevant to you today. Don't miss the program. You can see it right now at the website, skywatchtv.com. It's also being broadcast this week over the air. You can find out when and where at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also catch it on one of our streaming services, Apple TV, Roku, just make sure you've got the SkyWatch TV channel for those for your set-top box. And, YouTube, the new YouTube channel for the main program at SkyWatch TV now. Rumble.com/SkyWatchTV, or better yet, get our free mobile app. Not only does this bring it right into your smartphone or tablet, which you can then use Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to send the video to your smart TV, but it guarantees we won't get canceled, which is always important in this day and age. You can find out more at our website. We've got a link to the app stores for iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire devices at skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.